Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment on Megillas Esther. We were discussing yesterday the Malbim's approach to understanding Ahasuerus's motivations and having this grand feast for all the people to come to. And again, just to summarize very briefly, the idea according to the Malbim was this was Ahasuerus's opportunity to show the people of his kingdom that he was a king in his own right. And a great one at that, and a powerful one at that. Just for the record, Rav Hirsch has a very different approach. Rav Hirsch says that Ahasuerus had an extremely strong sense of fairness and justice, and the idea of making a grand ball for all the people was something that spoke to him in a very unique way. Rav Hirsch says, you see that Ahasuerus was very particular. We know famously later in the story, Ahasuerus consults his record book of different people who did different things for him, and to make sure that everyone was rewarded properly. He was a very fair and just person. This was all very important to him. We read also in the first parak that he had specific justice advisors, Yodei Das Vadin. All this was very important to him. Having said all that, once Ahasuerus got angry, everything changed. And that, of course, is the story in the killing of Vashti. At this feast, he wanted Vashti to come out, and she refused to come. So it wouldn't seem to be very fair to kill a wife for not coming out at the party on the husband's command. When Ahasuerus got angry, it was a whole different story. And this also sets the stage for later developments in the Purim story. Back to the Malbim's approach, though. We know, as we mentioned, Vashti refuses to come. Now, looking at it from the Malbim's perspective, Ahasuerus made this feast for the purpose of showing everyone how powerful of a king he was, and he wasn't just Mr. Vashti. And lo and behold, he wants Vashti to come out. He's going to parade his wife out because he has the upper hand, not she, and she refuses to come. She makes the whole purpose of the feast pointless. She wasted it. She destroyed his whole goal here. So, of course, Ahasuerus is furious. The Malbim says, it's very interesting to see the following psukim. There's a strange verse that Ahasuerus brings the matter before the Chachamim Yodei Ha'itim, the wise men, the ones who understood the times. And then he said it should be brought before the Yoshvei Das Vadin. Yodei Das Vadin, excuse me. The people who know the laws and rules of Shushan. What's the difference between people who know the times and people who know the rules? So the Malbim suggests that there were two different court systems in that society. If someone wronged another person, basic interpersonal law, you have Yodei Das Vadin, the people who knew the laws. What's the rule? Then you had a specific court system dealing with matters of disrespect to the monarchy. And that specific court system was the Yodei Ha'itim, the people who knew the times. So if someone mutters something disrespectful when no one's around, that'll be one thing. If someone calls a disrespectful remark out at the royal ball, that would be a very different thing. It had everything to do with the context. So here you have the queen is publicly disrespectful to the king. This needs to be judged and assessed. It could be judged and assessed in two ways. It could be judged as a royal question, which obviously the stakes become very, very high, or it could be judged as a basic interpersonal what we would say is shalom bias question. You know, the wife disobeyed the husband. How do you deal with it? Who's at fault, etc. So the matter naturally went to the Yodei Ha'itim, the royal tribunal. Ahasuerus said to them, "Don't look at this as a royal question. Look at it as a Yodei Das Vadin. View it as a basic husband-wife issue." Why? He was so angry. Even though he was so angry, he loved Vashti tremendously, and he didn't want the punishment to be great. Even though his whole goal was undermined by Vashti, he loved her. He didn't want her to be punished. Memuchan, one of the advisors, says, "Hold on a second, King. There's no way this is just a husband-wife issue. all of the wives of Shushan will view their relationships with their husband differently because this was the king and the queen. We have to look at this on a grand scale. And because of this, we have to kill Vashti. Even though Ahasuerus didn't want to kill Vashti, even though Ahasuerus loved her very much, the concept of weakening his hold on the people was something he could not tolerate, and therefore he kills her. This is extremely instructive on the end of the story. When Ahasuerus reverses his, practically speaking, reverses his decree because Esther asked him to. He didn't weaken his kingdom for the sake of saving his beloved Vashti, but for Esther, he practically speaking reversed his decree. And that is part of the appreciation of the great miracle which occurs in the Purim story. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.